Tracy, how excited are you? I mean, you spent, you know, the first part of your career in New Orleans, now you're here as training camp getting started in Denver.
In the beginning, you know, it was bittersweet to leave a team that you started your career with, hometown team, but, you know, knowing that it's a business, I look at this, you know, as a new start to my career. I'm taking it in as my rookie year all over again, new team, you know, new atmosphere, new attitude. So, you know, this offseason, these OTAs, man, I had a real exciting time here. Gel well with the players, and we're looking forward to continue gelling and getting that chemistry going in the training.
You said it's a business. You're on a one-year deal. You're playing opposite of Champ Bailey with a pretty good pass rush. Are you expecting that the business will take care of itself? Because you're probably going to get a lot of balls thrown away.
That's something that, you know, I knew coming in that, I mean, Champ is Champ. So, you know, he's a guy that I really, you know, wanted to learn from. He's a guy that I looked up, you know, once I started playing football. You know, he's a top corner, you know, Hall of Famer, you know, once he's done playing the game. So to come and to learn from him, that's something that, you know, any corner will dream of. Outside of, you know, me getting the balls because they're not going to throw at him, if that was something that, you know, I was afraid of, I wouldn't have signed here. So I'm just looking forward to the challenge.
Chase, there's a lot of fans that are concerned about, you know, DJ's going to miss 6 games. They're worried that Elvis might miss some games. You know, those are your top, you know, couple, 3 players in defense. Does it weigh on you guys' minds like it does the fans' minds?
I think it weighs a little bit heavier on the fans' minds because, you know, looking at those guys, you know, they're starters, they're, you know, they are key players. I mean, it weighs on our minds too, but we also have the confidence in the guys that back them up at the positions. I mean, on most teams, on the good teams, your second string players have to be, you know, just as good, if not better, than the first string players, because if something happens similar to this, that, you know, potentially these guys in these games, they have to step in, fill a void as if, and not miss a beat.
Tracy, what's the night before training camp like for you?
For me, exciting. You know, and knowing that it's a tough, long road ahead. I mean, you know, you have an ample amount of days out here, a full month of, you know, just training camp around the guys in the heat, building camaraderie with the guys. So for me, it's exciting.
Talk about expectations. You've played for a Super Bowl champion before. You've been around teams that are expected to do well. What is the mood around here heading in to camp versus what you've seen before?
I mean, it's much similar, you know, to the Super Bowl year we had in New Orleans. We have extremely, you know, high expectations on this team, starting with Peyton all the way down to the last guy on the roster. So our expectations is not just to get to the playoffs or hopefully get to the playoffs. Our expectations are to get back to New Orleans to play for the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl. So if, you know, anybody else's expectations is higher than ours on the team, then we have a problem.
How can a quarterback of Peyton's status, I guess, sharpen the defense that he plays against every day in practice? How does that help you?
I mean, if he's in practice every day picking the defense apart, you'll be less of a professional if you don't go to him and ask him what he's seeing, you know, what he's reading defensive-wise, you know, to give him those holes in the defense to make those passes. So, you know, if he makes a play or if he sees something that we're out of position in on defense, I mean, we have to be professionals and go to him and ask him, you know, what did he see on this? What was he thinking on this? So we'll know what opposing quarterbacks are seeing. And vice versa. If we're making a play on the ball, he's going to ask us the same thing. That's how we all get better.
Have you actually done that, and is that kind of tough on the psyche the first time?
I mean, you know, he didn't come on directly and say what you thinking on here, but, you know, he'll probably ask, you know, why did you do this or why did you do that? But I know I've asked him, you know, ample amount of times, what was he thinking when he threw the ball to my side, if he threw the ball to Champ's side, if he threw the ball in the slot. I asked him, you know, what was he reading on the defensive back, so I know.
Have you asked him, or have y'all had a chance to talk? Last time we talked, you hadn't talked about the Super Bowl pick. Has it come up yet in all these conversations?
Nah, honestly, it hasn't. Like I said, you know, I just want to maybe wait for you know, the perfect time to slide that in. But right now, you know, we're just starting right now, so I don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers right now. I want to have both of us on the same page.
Out here, you'll have about 3,000 or 4,000 fans real close to the field, and it may feel similar to that. So you may be looking forward to that opportunity.
I'm always looking forward, you know, to going against an offense, you know, with the quarterback, you know, of that nature. I went against one in Drew Brees and the Saints offense for 4 years, and that was exciting. Now I have the opportunity to go against Peyton Manning. So going against two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, having them on your team, battling against them, that's something that, you know, everybody would dream for, that plays this game.
Tracy, you know how it is. He talks trash during practice. Is he the kind of quarterback that will play that game?
I don't think so. He's highly competitive. I mean, he may chuckle, but he won't say anything back. He'll just let his game speak for him. You know, he'll probably come at you, throw at you three or four times, get a couple completions just to, you know, let you know what type of guy that he is. But he won't come out and just talk trash to you.
In what way are you a better player? Did the ground investigation affect your offseason role?
I mean, it was something that was always in the back of your mind, but, you know, they made their decision. I was out of it, and, you know, now, right now, I'm just, you know, putting all of that, you know, behind me and looking forward to what we have to do in Denver.
Hey, Tracy, what made you decide to visit the hospital yesterday and the shooting victims by yourself, and what did you take away from your visit?
Well, honestly, you know, I had prior, you know, obligations the first 2 days that the team went, and it was something that I really wanted to do, so, you know, I texted Eric and I told him that was something that I was going to do yesterday since I had the free time, because it's something that I really wanted to do. And the thing that I took away from it is that despite what happened, it didn't, you know, slow their spirits down. They were all in high spirits. They were all, you know, real fortunate and grateful that, you know, it could have ended up worse. They all took that attitude like it all could have ended, you know, it could have ended tragically. But, you know, they're here, they're living, they're breathing, and they have the opportunity to continue, you know, living life, and they're going to live it to the fullest. And I really applaud them for that. And, I mean, that says a lot about their attitude about the whole situation.
Sounds like you took as much from those visits as maybe these victims took from your home.
Absolutely. I mean, because it was an unfortunate incident. I mean, you have a guy who's clearly not, you know, in his right mind, who goes in and tries to spoil a moment for a bunch of people who's just going to see, you know, a really good movie. And, you know, that's something, like I said, that's unfortunate, something that should have never happened, but it did. And, you know, like I said, I just, you know, applaud them. And they have, you know, my highest condolence, honors, and my praise, just the way that they're handling the whole situation.
Is it humbling to know that you can make a difference as a human being, but obviously a member of a franchise?
Absolutely, because, you know, I always look at it as if I don't, you know, when you know, people or fans, they come up to me and they're real excited to meet me, they're real, you know, I just make their day. And I always look at it myself, I'm like, you know, why are you excited to see me? I don't do anything but play football. But, you know, I'm learning that, you know, professional athletes, they do have a huge impact on people's lives. And just to see those guys smiling and real excited to see a professional athlete, whether it's a star on the team or, you know, the last guy on the roster, as long as they see a professional athlete from their favorite team and it brightens their day, I mean, it just warms my heart to see that.
You kind of embrace the role model?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a role that you have to take whether you want it or not at this level. I mean, you're professional. You have a lot of eyes on you, whether it's fans, media, your family. So you have to take this role model role, whether you take it negatively or positively. And, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've embraced it positively, and it's paid good, you know, dividends for me.
Just, you brought a lot of skills and talents into this league, but how has going against these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know, Brees for 4 years and then Manning for these months, maybe honed those skills or made you even better of a player?
Because it forces you to really, you know, practice and lock in and watch film and, you know, be on top of your technique, because you don't want to go out and practice and have these guys seeing you out of position, because they see things before it happens, those, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So, you know, they can potentially see you out of position, and you don't want to get the ball thrown at you, you know, that often in practice. So you have to really, you know, be a professional, and you have to, you know, take it to another level to try to get in the minds of these Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I mean, though it can be difficult, it's something that you have to continue to train yourself to do. And that's something that I'm still learning, you know, to do today, to learn, you know, why a quarterback wants to throw the ball here, when he's looking to throw it here, so I can continue to stay on top of my game.
Did you see the benefits of that on Sundays going against Brees during the week?
Absolutely. I mean, because you're going against a Hall of Fame quarterback, a high-powered offense, and it really, really prepares you for the game. It makes the game that much easier, because they always say practice is the hardest thing, and going against quarterbacks like that, practice can be extremely hard. But once you're there on Sunday, Monday night, I mean, it's just you're out there having fun.
So, Tracy, when Drew Brees would get over you on practice, you go to Drew Brees and say, what did I do wrong? And
I mean, if he completes a ball on me, I'd always, you know, ask him, you know, what made him go here? What did I do? What position was I in that gave you, you know, the heads up to throw it to my side and, you know, to complete the ball? I wanted to know what was he thinking, so I know what other quarterbacks are thinking, and so I can put myself in a better position.
Was he generous with that information?
Absolutely. I mean, because we're all on the same team at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, we're preparing for a game. It's, you know, it's practice, but at the end of the day, we're all trying to get to the Super Bowl. So, you know, he was really, you know, helpful in telling me, you know, you were too high, so I threw it on the back shoulder. You were too low, so I threw it over your head, and, you know, we just help each other.
How many conversations like that did you have?
Thankfully, not many.
Oh.
But there were a few, though.
Did he deserve all that money?
Yeah, I mean, you have a guy, I mean, he's done so much for the city of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana, that whole Gulf Coast region. I definitely think he was well deserving of it.
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, guys.